Some of this stuff's a little bit graphic. Nobody's in here to scare anybody. We're not scared. We're prepared.
Dozens of business, church, school leaders, and citizens took part in the ALICE training course Monday afternoon at Cavalry Temple by trained officers.
When it comes to a specific incident, you guys are the first responders, not us. Because you guys are, the public is going to be where this happens.
Sergeant Bill Raleigh says they've been doing ALICE training for years, but since the Henry Pratt shooting, they've been getting a lot more requests.
The day after the Pratt incident, we had folks calling in asking if we could provide some sort of training or some sort of direction for their workplace facility or their school or church or something. Something like Pratt causes the type of alarm that gets people thinking about how they can protect themselves and their coworkers and their loved ones. So it was very natural for them to call in.
This is not going to get you ready. You're not going to be a ninja and be able to do all kinds of crazy stuff when you're done. But this is going to educate you and inform you.
Henry Pratt have any impact?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it was wake up. It's near where we teach.
One of the gentlemen that was murdered was from our neighborhood, so that was a rough one. That was very tough.
For some, the training was an eye-opener.
What'd you get out of this?
A lot. How to stop the person, how to keep the doors blocked, protect everybody. That's the main thing.
Heavy objects, always good to barricade a door with.
For others, a refresher.
Just trying to keep gaining more information so that not only being personally prepared, but being making sure that my staff are prepared and our district's prepared.
We're going to initiate this at our martial arts academy. For sure.
ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate, and builds on information from previous mass shootings to make potential victims more proactive in getting out of harm's way and stopping threats until police arrive.
ALICE is nationwide. And this is a good thing because now all this information is standardized.
You can learn more at alicetraining.com.
Now, 641 Archer Avenue.
Okay, what do you see? What do you hear?
I heard gunshots. I saw a man with a gun, and I ran the away.
Okay, the man with the gun, is he black, white, or Hispanic?
He is black.
Okay, what is he wearing?
His name is Gary Martin.
Gary Martin?
Yes.
Scott Hall, president and CEO of Mueller Water Products, which operates the Henry Pratt Company, speaking the day after the attack.
Friday was basically the worst day our company has ever had.
So what happens in the wake of a workplace tragedy? Bernie Dime is president and CEO of Perspectives LTD, which operates employee assistance programs to help human resource departments deal with issues like critical incident response.
When we hear about a situation that's occurred on site, like the Aurora shooting, the Mercy shooting, even a heart attack or a death or a bank robbery, we get a call as the EAP, usually from an HR person or a management person. We gather information about what the event is, what's going on currently, and then what the response should be.
He says they can be on site within a couple hours.
The goal is to help people sort of move from feeling like they've been victimized and traumatized to feeling more resilient and more able to be survivors of the situation.
The damage done can splinter deep into the community.
There's a ripple effect that occurs. It's not just the employees or the family members. It's friends, it's community, it's other businesses, it's other vendors, the partners that work with those businesses.
Demand for EAPs has been growing in recent years.
I would say we've seen an increase of about 200% over the last 18 months.
EAPs can also help companies put policies into place to prevent such tragedies or limit the impact.
I don't think you could ever stop this from happening completely, but in situations of workplace violence, it's pretty common that when you go back retrospectively, you find out that people thought something was up and they weren't sure what to do about it.
Shooter Gary Martin was fired just prior to the attack. Perspectives LTD was not directly involved as the EAP to Henry Pratt. The Aurora company did not respond to multiple requests for information about their program.
Two of the initial four officers entering the building were shot. Additional officers began to arrive and were also fired upon. A total of five officers were struck by gunfire.
Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman speaking hours after the shooting rampage at Henry Pratt. Bernie Dime is president of Perspectives LTD.
It's a tough job to go out there and deal with this kind of stuff. And I think sometimes we forget that those folks are human beings too, and they can only take so much.
I asked Aurora Police Sergeant Bill Raleigh how the department has been holding up since the shooting.
You know, we understand that we've got some rebuilding to do. We also understand that we have our officers that we want to see healed, and we want to see them back to full service and full duty. And we want to make sure that their healing is not just physical but emotional. So as a big family would normally do, we've sort of bunched together to try to make sure we support our law enforcement family and our extended family.
Are police officers pretty receptive to getting that emotional support?
You know, when I began my career 23 years ago, there was a stone wall that seemed to be built around every police officer that I knew. And part of that stoicism was seemed like it was a job requirement. But as I've progressed in my career, I've been very happy to see that I can look around and it's okay for police officers to, after a hard call, it's no strange thing at all to see an officer have a conversation with another officer or even a veteran officer say, hey, that really hit me fairly hard and I'm not sure how to deal with it. And, you know, the good old days, quote unquote, good old days of going to the bar or acting out or, you know, taking abusive behavior against yourself, that's been replaced in a large part with a lot of care and a lot of support outside the agency. Within the agency, we have a peer support program that we recently started where we have an opportunity to talk about things when they bother us.
Aurora police have not yet made the officers available to talk about the shooting, but say they plan to when the time is right. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.